Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikela ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphula amanzi eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisi ukungcedisa nje akamthathe ayemfaka endaweni avaleke ngivalele unyaka u-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu sethi kulwesi lwamazwe afika ikhulu abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikela ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, oqoqwe luhlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International oluhlola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunazwa mhlaka 9 mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uzulu ulwazi ngokuqakatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokunenga lolu daba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-anti-corruption index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indaba zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Kukhanya silo msebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalwisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluye lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloisi Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe-prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha. Libona sengathi abatsha
bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo. Singabona na ukusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela inkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelise ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo, kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayacina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayebona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha, kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinxa kuyukuthi kulabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe. Khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basose balutshwana kakhulu, kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi ecubunguleza nothi esekuxoxa laye esecingweni eBilitane. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
EleZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphi amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele-Eswatini. Emhlubulweni owesadak uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngozibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo, njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagucela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngunhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Kwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamtshina ele Robert Mugabe Airport, bagcina sebesezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itayi Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sisibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power, yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiwento emangalisayo ngoba yikho sikubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu, njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye lodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ibert Jamuka uthi umthetho we-PVOB uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenze zizimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi akavumelani leCivicas.
Kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kakhulukazi on the economic growth front. Ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama challenges anjengabo drought El Nino, i-rainfall ebisuppressed lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimpi emhlabeni.
ICivicas iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Annie Pope namhlanje wethekelele eZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pope uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eZimbabwe. Leziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongo Garage iPinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 niseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke evusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthanga emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izatshaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda islogan esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano, isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi usole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso lanxa ingcwethe ezicubungulayo zombuso zisola ukuthi ngabakhuzi osegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulivikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele namanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho, VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakaBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi le Glass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Eloba enkundleni yebulenjini ye-X, umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yamavideos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini senxema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube. izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwayise amagabha avuzayo njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu leGlass Block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Owayengumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyokudinga umholi walelo lizwe wathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo elePatriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Abanye abahlali beDamascus bathakazelela okwenzakale eSyria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agenqule khona wabalekela kweleMoscow ngempelaviki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, kukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengiswa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhize qhakala. Umnumzana Mashani Maphosa ngosakhulayo oleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala empopo makoBulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezitshiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal, so uxolisa vutshela abanye ukuthi betshanele le nto angiyenza. Nathi esingiklini, unisizo eminingi kakhulu. Labafowethu abanye abacatshileyo.
Inani lithatha imbanje injengu lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni, umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyobhe le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Unkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamathumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth. Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphula ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umbumvalelo umnyaka umbe 6 months, yikho engufunayo khonokho. Ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbusi Ncube oleminyaka engamathumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depressing, you have to experience a lot of things as soon as you tackle these interns are foot due to unemployment.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sokoluhle Ncube esizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Melika sivule isibhedlela esibizwa ngokuthi Valley of Hope koBulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lo mkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khona ukuba bephunga ukuthi uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswa esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhlasibile ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture lakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho, sikelathi sisiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi Sisa Ncube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho oluhlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Ndibe bakuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lanilana nje it's because of ukuhlanganisa into eziningi. Abaningi bahlanganiswa imbanje njengu anti into esifana nazelayezi okokhayi labo meth. Unfortunately ngenxa ye-availability yakhona that we have nowadays every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi bebe le-access ngama-drugs onalawo.
Amazi kamanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi kwezemkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela i-Active Youth Zimbabwe umnumzana Romeo Machazi.
Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi baye befuna ukuba kuthole ukuba socializer mbukwenza disadvantaging zasuke ukuthi bebe for fun. Le zinto eziningi ningi ziyake zibahluphe ezimpilweni maybe le-unemployment region ukuthi abantwana kula nto abangabe beyenza ebakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama-drugs ngenxa yokuthi baye befuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto ababe behlangana lazo problems abalayo kuphileni. So sebegcina beindulge ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa mnumzana Bednico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa. Ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa, ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esishabalele. Abantwana abayizinto zama drugs lawo banako ukutshontsha, banako ukudlwengula abazali babo, banako ukudlwengula abafowabo, banako ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela, bayingozi kucommunity. Yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke silwisane le ndaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo olwenziwa inhlanganiso ye-UNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lweveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elitshumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka imizi echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Imali Studio 7 koBulawayo, igama langu Ezra Jesus Banda.
Osemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe obugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizwa zizalwane zeMelika. Isekela sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elema-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalele ephalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi umongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha or ukuamenda izinto ze-constitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, ku Congress. So zifuna 60 ama senators. So kunoko ye, that's something that we've been talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele muva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka iyayithwa kathesi Germany, but yayi Austria Prussia ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi he anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into proposal zona lezo. So mina mbona ngathi uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe Germany would not have been a citizen of America. So hi, mina ngiyabona ngathi khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba ibase ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So, okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi, ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile or is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza into as promisayo ku campaign will be checked by ama houses the Supreme Court. So khonapho ngithi hayi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So khonapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But hayi, he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So khonapho sithi hayi, that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lamademocrats abamethesa amacala athiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele. Uthini ngalokho?
Hayi vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them, especially umuntu othiwa nguJack Smith othi wam-expose izinto eziningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama-pardons aba-impeacher uTrump for both impeachments, loJack Smith lama-committee wonke lawa. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says. Yena uTrump is not a real politician. He's a businessman who has become a politician. So into azikhulumayo vele he normally does.
Umnumzana Tim Moringa uyilandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sokuyi isikhathi sokuza imibono yenu ninabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani wasakazi beStudio 7. Gamalam Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami. Ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile. Sengitholile. Hhayi, sengikhuluma nawe. Umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani? Wayi kuthi ama-foreign ahambe. Kuthi amaZimbabwe ayahamba. Besithi bayahamba amanto. Ababuye eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha amaNigeria? AmaNigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethu athengisa i-drugs, athengisa iy'nyawo so utshwala nje oburongo buvela nabo. Into ezirongo zivela namaNigeria. Makuhamba amaNigeria ngoba asimosheli ilizwe.
Yes, Joseph, ngitshona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza umhlola. Kula madoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabang. Ngike ngawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali. Ungeke uthi umntwana uthethise umzali ubuye kusasa uvucele ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona. Amadoda lawa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabang lapha. Madoda, umzali uyezwa kuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu. Inkokheli iyakhethwa, ifakwa yini abantu? Kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi koBulawayo, kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu. Cathi ipolitics yena ithini madoda?
Sithi 7 njani ngokuliqinisa lokhulumayo. Hayi, izulu singakhala sithi izulu alisani. Izulu nje livalwe into encane. Izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi yona le mpi yaphela ngabo ma-79. Abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa, amathambo badotshwa, akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi ma ngabe kuyukuthi impi seyiphelile kuke kuhlalwe phansi kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni. Yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni, azange yashelezelwa yonke leya imimoya. Kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi se-Gupperound. Abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange baphiswa emakhaya. Yonke leya imimoya yalaba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni, isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela kustudio 7. Mina ngulakuswelukwane khonapha ngifunele lapha ematopa. Kulensuku nzima into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona babulawa yindlala. Kade kwemile ongalamanzi like kangani liyathunta manje udubo Hawulanhlanyeli fethi asikathuni hlanyeli esigabeni sayithi ngala siyajikela phansi. Maya ngathi njalo izinjalo izaphila ikini. Kodwa hayi ngithi kubona abantu into ziright wabona besidla besuthe emzini yabo. Hayi zobohlamanyusa ukho ngaphelile.
Siyabonga imbiko elisithumele yona okwanamhlanje siligqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.